Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
y'all ready,
me
man?
On
the
Twitter.
Social network.
Hit me up on Facebook
get
and
it.
Follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow
we
me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
hit
after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me
they
on
no
Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, saving you time with your social media marketing. And I am your host, Sean Heineman. Thank you once again for listening to a Kairos Moment podcast. Thanks for inviting me into your ear gates. And today we're going to discuss what makes great content. I once read a quote by the late Dr. Miles Monroe in one of his books. I can't remember which book it was. But he said about content, he says, be so good at what you do that when others think of a product or a service, they think of you. Now, that resonated with me because one thing I've learned when people purchase a product or a service, it's because of the way it makes that person feel. It really hit home, maybe a pain point. There could have been something that I've seen on social media where someone might have mentioned a quote or something, and then this quote ended up going like viral because it touched on so many points, pain points in people's lives that they felt like they had to share it. And a lot of times that's how content goes viral, is because somebody has hit a certain point or they're solving a problem. And there's three things that you should really consider when you're creating content, whether if that's a podcast, a video, or simply a blog. You should either be inspirational, funny, or informative. If you're not being one of those three things, it's going to really be hard for you to sell content to people that's going to make it believable for them to share your content. So you need to be inspirational, funny, or informative. Think about how many times you scour the internet for information or even just some inspiration. I mean, even think about like Vine. Vine is like a 6-second looping video. You look at guys like King Batch on there, and they have like thousands, maybe millions of followers. I'm not sure, because King Batch is funny. I mean, I can look at his Vines forever and like, it's funny. So you want to either have inspiration, you want to be funny or informative. And you have to make sure that the content is memorable. A lot of times I write books. I have published 5 books, and there are some things in my book that I will share on social media that I feel like is very relevant for today. Or it might have been an inbox. Somebody might have inboxed me a question or an email, or I keep hearing the same problem over and over again from different people. So then I'll make sure that I address that issue and put it on social media. I mean, I'm not saying that I would tell people business or anything. I'm just saying that I'm solving a problem, and that makes great content. Think about if your TV messed up or your computer went down. You don't mind paying for that service because you like, I have to get my computer fixed because I need it. So when you're actually solving a problem, you're going to always add value to people, and people will find you. And again, it's all about being consistent. And I always tell people, especially small business owners, you have to be consistent across the board. If you're not consistent, people aren't going to really believe what you're saying or what you're selling. How many times have you went to someone's Twitter page or someone's Facebook page and they haven't posted on there in months, but they're, you know, you scroll down their timeline and it's just a bunch of stuff about their product or their service. People want to know, like, are you real? Because there's like no gatekeepers today. There aren't the big businesses that's just running over everybody. I mean, today you are the media. You have the option to make a difference in people's lives or in your own community. You don't have to be this big, huge business. I mean, you can just impact the people that's on your Facebook page, the people that's on your Twitter account. It's just a matter of you having those three things, either being inspirational, funny, or informative. I mean, I think about how many products or services I've bought is because someone is solving a problem. I'm a big information guy, so I love information, and I subscribe to a couple of people emails because I know they're going to add value. Even if I didn't buy their service or their product, I'm telling other people to subscribe to someone else's blog because this person is adding value to me. And even the person I tell, they might become a buyer. Who knows? I mean, word of mouth, it never fails. No matter how big social media is, word of mouth always works. It's something that will never play out. So you want to get to a place where people are talking about your product or your service because they're going to tell others. Think about how many times you went to a movie and the movie was really good and you went and told everybody, you have to see this movie. And what did you do? You spent your money and went and seen the movie, even if you didn't like it. Well, that's your Kairos moment for today. This is Sean Heineman. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a rating and a comment for a Kairos Moment podcast. And we'll be talking to you next week.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, podcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook.